and welcome to Prep Sports Now, the only podcast that is solely devoted to Las Vegas high school sports. I am Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun, and joining me, as always, you know him, the man, the myth, the legend, Ray Brewer, sports editor of the Home News. Ray, what's going on this Monday?
Just another day, recapping some high school football from this past weekend, getting ready for Thanksgiving and the state semifinals. Good time by all.
Absolutely, Thanksgiving, that holiday with football, the whole thing. Now, the NFL games won't be too good on Thursday, but a big game coming up on Saturday, obviously. Palo Verde versus Las Vegas. Now, you were at the Las Vegas Del Sol game, so talk about how the Wildcats found their way into the state semifinal game.
Well, Las Vegas scores 21 unanswered points in the final 5 minutes to rally past Del Sol. Beats Del Sol for the third straight year in the championship game. And the bottom line is that Vegas dresses 74 kids for the game. Del Sol dresses 27. By the time the fourth quarter ran around, Del Sol was tired. Vegas was just getting going. They got momentum on their side. Touchdown, 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 championship. Give them the trophy. Celebrate. It was sad to see if you're a Del Sol fan. But as quick as I said that, it went that quick. It was 28-14 Del Sol. And then next thing you knew, it was 35-28. Las Vegas. Great comeback by the Wildcats. Showed why they're one of the state's premier teams. They've won six straight Sunrise Regional titles.
And I'm at the Palo Verde Bishop Gorman game. You're sending me messages every 30 seconds. Someone else is scoring. What was going on in that first half? I mean, it seemed like it was Del Sol's game to win, or was it just, did it seem like they were going to collapse at some point? Did you see it coming?
No, I mean, Del Sol came out like gangbusters. It ran the ball well. It executed a fake punt. It executed a halfback pass for a two-point conversion. It returned a fumble for a touchdown. Del Sol did everything it needed to do to win the game. It's just they just got too tired. And when the chips started to fall, they didn't know how to react. They panicked. They couldn't finish the game. To beat Vegas, you got to play 48 minutes. Vegas is going to play 48 minutes. And to Vegas's credit, you know, it didn't throw in the towel. They kept going. You know, they are the perennial power out in the South, out in the Sunrise for a reason. And it was just an amazing comeback. Totally didn't see it coming that Del Sol looked that good the first three quarters.
Well, that's 3 years in a row over Del Sol, so they know something we don't. And I was at the other game, Palo Verde Bishop Gorman, just an absolute train wreck in the second half for Bishop Gorman, and Palo Verde rolls. Did you expect a blowout like this?
Well, I thought, you know, Gorman would keep it close, and I thought Gorman had a chance to win, but Palo Verde has just proven that they are one of the elite teams in the state. They haven't lost yet this year. Only team in the state not to lose a game. And the thing that stands out with Palo is that they are really a fast team. And you got to see that speed up close, but, you know, Torrin Harris is going to USC for a reason, and he showed that. To tell me just a little, I mean, after talking with Vegas's coaches, they said, you know, we match up okay with Palo, but what we don't have an answer for is their speed. And it looks like to me that when I've seen him that the running backs, Thomas and Hodge, along with Torrin Harris, the DB slash every time I touch the ball on special teams I score, is real fast as well. Did the speed stand out to you at all?
Yeah. Well, when I was walking into the stadium, it was less than a minute of the game, and Torrin Harris picks off a ball and takes it into the end zone. I was parking over in Green Valley walking to the stadium. There were so many people there, people standing around the fences. You know, there weren't enough seats for everyone. It was crazy. Cars just pretty much abandoned wherever and walking in. And, you know, they were lining up Torrin Harris at quarterback sometimes and just direct snapping to him because, I mean, he's that good. And then or he hands the ball off to Chaz Thomas, who, you know, is a very powerful runner. And I think if you stop one, you've still got more guys to worry about. And they're not these big, you know, the bruising guys. They're just – they make moves. And once they get past that line, they're done. They're going to outrun most safeties or D-backs at this level.
So Palo Verde plays probably its best half of football this year. 16-14 at the halftime. Next thing you know, it's 50-something to 14 still. Palo Verde absolutely destroys Bishop Gorman. They're moving on to the state semifinals. I'm trying to figure out who I like in the game. I haven't made a pick yet, but you'd be crazy not to pick with Paolo, especially the way they played there in the second half. Vegas is a step up in competition, I think, from Gorman, just because they've got the quarterback, Amir Lopez, who could throw the ball. They got the tailback, Reggie Bullock, who could pass the ball. And they're a team that's we know isn't going to give up, isn't going to quit. They're going to keep playing. I think it's going to be just a back-and-forth championship game. Might be another classic. Do you see it any differently?
Well, the thing is that all season we've been talking about Bishop Gorman's defense, and they have all these, you know, Division I recruits back there, and that defense I don't know whether it was them collapsing or Paolo being that good, and I don't, you know, Las Vegas, another good defensive team, but I don't think as good as Bishop Gorman. And, you know, even though it was 16-14 in the first half, Paolo really dominated that whole first half. I mean, not to mention the interception for a touchdown, then a long touchdown pass, then a safety. You know, so the score wasn't even, it looked close, but it wasn't. And sure enough, in the second half, I mean, they just came out and rolled. Now, I don't know what the scene was like at Vegas, but at Paolo, certainly the home crowd was a big factor. But now they're playing up in Arborview, and I'm not sure any school really benefits from that.
Well, the best part about playing at Arborview, they have the sport turf field, and that gives, you know, it's the best playing surface in town. But as great as I think the atmosphere was at Paolo, and as great as the atmosphere was at Vegas, Del Sol traveled real well to the game. They had a ton of students there. They were vocal the entire game. It was also a very well-attended game. The grass at both those fields, it looks like dirt with white lanes painted on them, and you could see that just in the photos on our website at LasVegasSun.com, how it just doesn't look like a football field. Here in Southern Nevada, I know you're from, you know, the East Coast, but we have this little water drought problem, and the water authority doesn't want the county and city to water their grass from like October through March, so the football fields are getting no water, and they just look awful. And I'm glad the game will be at Arborview. I think it's a big enough game with two great teams that have good followings. They did play in 05 in the state semis. Vegas won 6-0. It was so windy that day. Usually in Vegas after Thanksgiving, it gets real windy for a week, and it was so windy that day you couldn't throw the ball. Absolutely impossible.
Look at this, Ray Brewer throwing out some history knowledge.
So these two teams do have a history against each other, including Vegas also having an upper hand in a state championship game 1 year, beating Palo Verde as well. So it's going to be a good game. The two coaches know each other well. They've coached against each other. What you're going to see is you're going to see two teams that are prepared and well coached. Both teams study film. Both teams run their plays to perfection. Both teams are well disciplined. Probably Palo a little more disciplined than Vegas. So it's going to be the best of what Southern Nevada has to offer in terms of high school football. And for as talented as Vegas is, I mean, as talented as Palo Verde is, probably 5'61 guys, I think Reggie Bullock, the running back from Las Vegas, might be the best player on the field.
Okay, well, again, that game, Palo Verde versus Las Vegas, it's at 1 o'clock on Saturday. This is a Saturday affair, you know, for the Thanksgiving weekend. So not Friday night. Get some sunlight going on this game. And, Ray, you'll be there. I'll be there. We'll have a whole host of people there, and we'll have photos, slideshows, and videos, and probably two or three stories all on LasVegasSun.com. You know, we're going to cover the heck out of this thing, and we'll have some previews up this week. Ray will maybe finally make his pick, you know, on the website this week, so definitely check that out. And again, if you have any questions for Ray or me or anything you just want to say about high school sports, and remember, we got basketball coming up too, shoot me an email, steve.silver@lasvegasun.com, and be sure to go on, you know, clicking. We got all the home news coverage and everything, and a big state semifinal game this Saturday, 1 o'clock at Arborview. And if you can't be there, lasvegasun.com will have live scoring updates. We'll have a blog going so you can get everything you need. Ray, any final words for the football fans out there?
I have no final thoughts.
Okay, look at that. Ray Brewer, thoughtless, but never speechless. And this has been another edition of Prep Sports Now.